Well, in the fall of the year then, yellow that corn, we'd pick up those pumpkins and haul them over to the pen where they had the fattening hogs, you see, going to make a meat out of it. Mm-hmm. That is partial feed for them. Fed of corn and them pumpkins. Mm-hmm. That's where we fattened that hog and got it to the place to butcher.
Yeah. Okay, what about a little yellow vegetable with a little crooked neck?
Squash, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they had squash in those days. They didn't have a little crooked neck, yellow.
Mm-hmm.
They had a white squash that was round and had kind of little flutes in the edge of it. And that thing grew thick in the middle and down to a thin at the edge, like my fingers come together there.
Mm-hmm.
And it had little dents in it around there.
Mm-hmm.
A white squash. See, I'm on the market occasionally, but not as the little crook neck, as you say, is most famous.
Yeah.
But that is a garden squash.
Okay, what about something that, this is something that might grow up in the woods or fields after it rains. It's a little umbrella-shaped thing. Got a little stem and then an umbrella.
Well, we called them, a lot of people said toadstool, or some people said marshmallows, I believe, or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it is a substance that come out of the earth, as you said, up on a little stem.
Mm-hmm.
And had a little thing to top, looked like a little umbrella.
Yeah.
And well, of course they tell me marshmallows, not marshmallows, but...
Mushroom, or...?
Yeah, mushroom. You know, you get canned mushroom now. There's a kind of this that grew wild, they tell me, that was eatable.
Mm-hmm.
And if you didn't know, you better stay out of all of them. Because
mm-hmm.
the majority of them was poisonous.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what kind of melons did you have?
Well, we had several different varieties of watermelons.
What were some names of the different varieties?
Well, one was a Dixie Rattlesnake, I believe. That was a melon, an oblong melon, and it had a kind of a light outside rind, but then there's stripes on it, sort of mainly.
Mm-hmm.
That's where they got the rattlesnake business over there. And they had several different Dixies. I don't know. There's lots of different names of those
yeah.
And we had what we call a muskmelon,
mm-hmm.
which belonged to the cantaloupe family.
Mm-hmm.
But I never heard of cantaloupe till I was a grown man. It was muskmelons,
mm-hmm.
watermelons and muskmelons. But when I went west, that's where I got acquainted with the cantaloupe,
mm-hmm.
which originated at Rocky Ford, Colorado, you know, that's the home. In other words, that's where their
yeah.
cantaloupe started, Rocky Ford, Colorado.
Okay, now going back to things that someone would do on housework and things, what, the thing that a woman would sweep with, you'd call that a?
Broom.
Okay, and suppose the broom were in that corner and the door were open, so you couldn't see the broom, you'd say that the broom was
misplaced or something.
Or where in relation to the
yeah,
door?
Yeah, they say, where is the broom, you know?
Yeah, but see, it's in that corner and the door's open.
Yeah.
You'd say the broom is what? The door. The broom is?
Broom behind the door.
Okay. And years ago on Monday, women usually did the, what kind of work?
Well, they did all the laundry work.
Okay.
Most of them did. Weekly.
Mm-hmm.